other political campaigns may have been odd, nothing has prepared us for the bizarre campaign charges and countercharges fired off during this presidential race. The last debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump happens tomorrow. We'll carry it live on both HPR 1 and HPR 2. Ken Rudin, the political junkie, has joined us over the past month while Neil Conan has been away. Ken is also traveling this morning, so we talked earlier, and I asked him if there is anything to suggest we might get a little more substance in this last debate.
No, it's been a surreal week, and to predict what's going to happen in the debate, well, could you have predicted what was said in last week's debate with the Hillary, you should be in prison, and you have hate in your heart, and I have all the women who Bill Clinton was with, I have them in the debate hall. I mean, now Donald Trump says, I'm going to be unshackled. Now, if he was shackled in the last debate, my goodness, I can't imagine what tomorrow's debate is going to look like.
Unfortunately, one of the things that's been happening with all this high melodrama is not a lot of real substantive talk. There have been some people who have been upset that we're not talking more about Hillary and the emails and WikiLeaks promising to release more. Is that more high drama, or are there issues there that you think that really should be delved into?
Are you saying that whether we should be talking about the WikiLeaks? Because if that's what your question is, I think the answer is yes. I think one of the reasons both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have such high unfavorable numbers is that there's a trust issue with Hillary Clinton. It just shows in every poll. And while, again, I'm not doing any false equivalency, I'm not comparing Hillary Clinton with Donald Trump in this instance, but we learned in many of the WikiLeaks leaks that she does say one thing to one audience and another. She did say good things to Goldman Sachs and Wall Street that she didn't say on the campaign trail. She is calculating, and I think that's what drove the Bernie Sanders people so nuts, not all of whom have come on board because they don't trust her. But having said that, I mean, I think there's really no comparison to what Donald Trump has done, at least regarding civility. And, you know, the moderator in tomorrow's debate is Chris Wallace, and he, like the previous moderators, have said, look, we have some subjects I want to talk about. I want to talk about immigration and the debt and the Supreme Court and foreign policy. But ultimately, there's a candidate that when you ask him one question, he'll go on to something else immediately, and it's hard to steer him back to what you wanted him to talk about to begin with.
Which means to say that we may be viewing another political hijacking.
Look, I think I'm seeing a scorched earth policy, not only taking down Hillary Clinton and not only taking down the Republican Party, which could happen in lower ballot House and Senate races, but he's also questioning the legitimacy of the election. And when you have people questioning whether democracy really works and whether it's fair, you're doing much more damage than just saying that Hillary Clinton belongs in jail or Paul Ryan should be, you know, they should get rid of him as Speaker of the House. It's more than attacking candidates. If you put down in the system, there are people who will never accept what the results are. And if you think that the country was split after Bush v. Gore in 2000 with the Supreme Court decision, I suspect it would be much worse this time if that's what happened.
And this is, you know, far more than just Donald Trump trying to pave the way for a potential loss with some of this conversation about voter fraud and about rigged elections. All of that just seems to be thwarting the entire political process, not necessarily being able to put out a message about what may happen in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, I wanted to ask you about Hillary Clinton going out to campaign in states where traditionally Democrats haven't done very well. I mean, I'm thinking about Arizona and Indiana, Missouri. Is she really able to expand her base?
Well, that's a very, very good question. She probably has a better ability to do that than Donald Trump does. I don't think he's winning over any undecideds. But having said that, I think there's more than that when Hillary Clinton is doing. Even if she doesn't win Arizona, which I don't think she does, she's not going to win Missouri. She's not going to win Indiana. But there are key down-ballot races there. John McCain is in a tough Senate race in Arizona. Rory Blunt, the Republican senator, is in a tough battle, a surprisingly tough battle in Missouri. Richard Burr is in a tough battle in North Carolina, and there's a very there's a close Senate race in Indiana with Evan Bayh, the Democrat, trying to make a comeback. So even if she doesn't win those states, she may, you know, excite the base enough that it could push some of these Democratic Senate candidates, gubernatorial candidates, House candidates over the top.
At this point, when we have only a few more weeks of all of this to go, and clearly we don't know what's going to happen when we hit the debate on Wednesday night. Is there anything that you can see that we really haven't talked about enough that you think people should focus on instead of a lot of this high drama?
Oh, my goodness, of course. I mean, there's so much to talk about. I mean, the problem is that there are many people on the left who don't feel that Hillary Clinton has a sufficient progressive ideology. There are many Republicans who don't feel that Donald Trump has an ideology at all. It's all opportunism and making headlines. But there are so many questions about what you would do. I mean, it's one thing to say that I'll stop ISIS, I'll bomb the heck out of ISIS, but how do you stop that? What do you do? Do you have a no-fly policy in Syria? If you do that, do you shoot down Russian planes? There are so many gigantic things on the horizon that need to be answered that one would think, I mean, you think of Kennedy and Nixon, they talked about the issues pretty thoroughly. Even Carter and Ford in 76 did. But this has become one outrageous thing after another. And I don't think the voters are any more educated than they were before the first debate started.
Questioning policies, questioning plans. I mean, we've asked about that for such a long time and not gotten much coming back. That might say that we're not going to get much coming back as we go forward either. Just finally from you, though, because this is the last time we're going to have a chance to talk, with the media and how all of this has been covered, do you feel they've done a good job in general? I mean, they've been thwarted by some of the same issues, too, as voters would be. But has media done a good job in being able to position this so that people can understand what's happening?
I think it's fashionable for members of the media to criticize the media, but I will answer the question saying, no, I don't know if they've done a good job. I think Donald Trump's rise to power, rise to the nomination, was always facilitated by members of the media who saw him as a personality, as a celebrity, and said, wow, this is pretty amazing stuff. It only seems now, and now the coverage is really overwhelmingly critical, which is unusual for the media. But I see many reporters and journalists and columnists writing things that just are truth-squatting Donald Trump. You know, if he says good morning to somebody, they'll truth-squat that. I think they are overcompensating for what they failed to do in the beginning, and that was let Donald Trump have this free ride for so long.
Ken, I've enjoyed being able to talk with you over these last couple of weeks. We'll look forward to more times in the future.
It was my pleasure, and say hello to that Neil Conan guy.
And we promise to do just that. Ken Rudin is one of America's foremost experts in politics and campaign history. He focuses on presidential elections, the races for the House and Senate and state governors. He's joined us while Neil Conan has been traveling. Neil is back in his regular spot next Tuesday, and he'll join us this week for the Pledge Drive.